Om Shanti, Bhavuk was just offered in Om Shanti Bhavan. And we now listen to Baba's message via Shashiridhi. Om Shanti. On the day of the Sadguru, carrying everyone's very loving remembrances with myself as I reached the subtle region, what did I see there? Baba was standing on a very beautiful mountain. I also had the thought that I should just fly up and reach Baba on this mountain. When I went closer to Baba, Baba gave me drishti and then said, "Child, have you come alone or has someone else come with you as well?" I said, "Baba, everyone has sent their loving remembrances." So Baba said, "Acha, have they only sent remembrances?" So Baba then said, "Look, I then noticed that many, many brothers and sisters got emerged at the bottom of the mountain. They were very, very happy to see Baba. The children start asking Baba, 'Baba, come down from the mountain to meet us.' So Baba then said, 'Why? You've come to meet Baba. And so you have to come up to Baba.' So the children start asking Baba, 'How do we reach you? How do we fly up to you?' So Baba said, 'Okay, try.' So the children try to fly up to reach Baba, but not many are able to do it. So while Baba was standing on the top of the mountain, Baba sent the children a blessing card on which was written, 'Stabilize yourselves in your high stage of self-respect.' And when all of them do that, all of them are able to fly up the mountain and reach Baba. Baba was showering the children with a lot of love. Then after a few seconds, I noticed that at a far distance, there was a very, very beautiful place, which appeared to be like a place, a tourist kind of place, a place to be, which was a very beautiful place. So all the Baba asked the children, 'Are you ready to go there? Would you like to go there?' So while they were going along to this place, there came a bridge and everyone had to cross the bridge to reach this beautiful place. Baba then encouraged the children to cross the bridge. So as the children start to cross over the bridge, some children start to look at the side scenes and they get scared. They're worried that they might fall here or there. They're worried that the bridge might not topple over. So they're thinking a lot before placing their steps one by one. So they were scared. And then there were another set of children. They were looking for some kind of support to cross this bridge. And there were some children who had crossed the bridge halfway. And then they start to get scared, they get frightened. How will we reach our destination? Baba then said, "Baba has prepared everything for the children. Before, you have to continually swing the swing of happiness, stabilize yourselves in your original stage, and emerge the scenes of your new kingdom in front of you all the time. Have experiences of the future world, the future kingdom. However, this bridge that comes in front of the children at times comes in the form of some doubt. How will this happen? What is going to happen? How will this be accomplished? So sometimes the children look at the situation and keep thinking so much about it. Sometimes the children get distracted, they get diverted towards other things, and so this bridge keeps shaking. Baba has already explained to the children about the time. Baba has already given signals about how you need to intensify, speeding up your efforts, but even then, some children are not able to make their own stage very strong. Their faith keeps fluctuating and they get lost in questions of why, what, how is this going to happen? So they keep looking at the situation and their stage keeps shaking. Situations are coming in front of the children. And so you have to observe them as a detached observer, stabilize yourselves in your seat of self-respect. These situations are coming to, in fact, make you stronger for the new world. They're coming to bring the scenes of the new kingdom closer. So these little situations are going to keep coming, but these chains of why, what and how, they bind the children from time to time. So Baba then said, okay children, now stabilize yourselves in your point form now. And as the children practice this, then the bridge becomes absolutely stable. And then they start to move ahead along the bridge. And another sign, another signal comes up. Baba is my companion, Baba is my backbone. And so when they stabilize themselves in that second stage, then they start to have very good experiences. And then as they move further, the next step, on it was written, Baba has selected me and Baba has made me full with all the blessings. So these are the different stages that they start to cross. And as they stabilize themselves in that stage, the children experience themselves to be like angels, they feel very light and they're able to cross over the bridge. As they went further, after the bridge, they saw a very beautiful garden in which were lovely swings, very beautiful flowers and fruit. And then in another section, another area, there was a very beautiful palace. And in the third direction, there were Pushpak Vimans, flying vehicles. Baba said, this is your new world. In order to enter that new world, you make the effort to go there. So as the children enter this new world, they notice a very small transparent room. So they had to go through this room to go ahead. So as they try to go into this transparent room, they notice that some kind of research is happening within that room. So as they place their footsteps, the door would open. So if they did not place their step properly, then the door would close, they would shut even more firmly. So Baba then explained what this was about. The children have the aim of becoming equal to the father. In order to place your footsteps and Baba's footsteps, you have to maintain full faith in the intellect, keep Baba with you all the time, and then place your footsteps and Baba's footsteps. And that will open the door, the path ahead, and scenes of the new world will be more visible and you'll be able to enjoy those scenes. Baba then said, there are two things in front of the children now. The transparent room represented silence, and how the children have to create that stage of silence as though you are in a laboratory and you're experimenting with your different stages. So scenes of new world will also emerge through your practices. So just as when you have to create something, you always create a model, a smaller model about it. So in order to experience or go into the new world or create that new world, you have to create first this laboratory of new experiences, of silence. Situations will come in front of you, they will do what they have to do. But you children have to use the power of yoga and see these situations and storms as gifts that will help you experience more and more scenes of the new world. So Baba was enabling the children to have these experiences. He was making them dance in joy. I then shared with Baba that I have brought bhog from Madhuban for Baba. I placed the bhog in front of Baba. Baba accepted the bhog and then fed the bhog to all the children. After that, there were many who had sent special remembrances and messages for Baba. I shared all of that with him. Baba emerged all the children in front of him in the subtle region, gave them drishti and filled them with all blessings. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone. I then returned. Om Shanti.